Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hello, my sweet friends, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. You are hanging out with me, your host, Elizabeth Benton, and we are back at it today answering your questions. At least once a week, sometimes twice a week, I like to record these shorter episodes answering your questions about weight loss or motivation, nutrition, hormones, fitness, lifestyle change, whatever question, struggle, or challenge you have when it comes to reaching your health and fat loss goals. That is what we are all about. So if you have a question and you would like me to answer it on the show, you can leave a comment on the show notes page at Primal Potential. You can fill out the comment form there. You can email me. You can catch me on our Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page. However you need to go about it, get me your questions and I will answer them because I want to make this year the year that you reach your fat loss goals and achieve your highest potential. Today's question is one that I get a couple of times every week, and it relates to something that is a part of my personal daily routine. So Jamie has asked, what is bulletproof coffee and why do you drink it? It's funny, as I read it, I smile because I like my bulletproof coffee so much. Well, Jamie, I drink bulletproof coffee because it makes me bulletproof, and you just never know when you're going to need a superpower. And I'm only kind of kidding. So it actually makes me think of a really funny random story, and since this is my show and nobody's here to stop me, I'm going to tell it. When I was at my wedding shower, this has nothing to do with bulletproof coffee, by the way, it's totally random, but that's my style. I was at my wedding shower, my own wedding shower, and one of the games we played was this trivia question thing where they asked me questions about my now husband, things that I would be very unlikely to know. And when I got them wrong, which I got almost all of them wrong, I had to put a piece of Bubblicious bubblegum in my mouth. So of course, it's like chubby bunny gone wrong. And I got almost all of them wrong. But one thing that I got right that was totally random, my sister asked me if my husband Aaron could be any superhero or cartoon character, who would he be? And the funny thing is, I hate cartoons, and I always have. I never watched them even as a kid. And it wasn't something he and I had ever talked about. Like, gee, honey, if you could be a cartoon character, no, never came up. So without hesitation, I answered Launchpad McQuack. And I got it right. It's so funny because that's a completely obscure character. Why am I telling this story? It's not even a leading character from like an early 90s show. Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling that story. It's just funny, superhero. Whatever. So Jamie wants to know what bulletproof coffee is and why I drink it. I don't know why I just talked about Launchpad McQuack, but I did, and I was right. So anyway, so bulletproof coffee is when you take high quality, low toxin coffee and you blend it with grass-fed butter and either coconut oil or MCT oil. I know that sounds so weird and so gross and like you'd be drinking butter, but I swear it's not. And that gets to why I drink it. I drink it because I love the way it tastes, and that is a mandatory prerequisite for anything I eat or drink. I have to really love it and enjoy it. I don't eat things just because they're healthy for me. They have to be healthy for me, but also I have to really love and enjoy them. So I drink it because I love it. And I also drink it because it gives me crazy energy, which is maybe why I told that weird story about Launchpad McQuack. So it gives me crazy energy and it keeps me full all morning long. So some things that I will have for breakfast kind of leave me feeling hungry shortly thereafter. And my morning time is my peak time where I get most of my work done. So I love the fact that I can drink this, make it super fast, and I don't have the urge to eat for like 4 to 6 hours, which is great for me because I can just grind through my work and not have to be snacking or hungry or whatever else. So that's why I drink it. there is a company out there called the Bulletproof Executive, and they will sell you a very high quality, low toxin coffee. It is delicious coffee, and I will link to it in the show notes over on primalpotential.com. But I'll be honest, for me personally, it's pretty darn expensive. It is not cheap. Now, it's cheaper than going to Starbucks and buying a latte. So if that's how you're getting your coffee, this would definitely be a less expensive option. But for like making your coffee at home, it's a little steep. And when you buy their coffee or any coffee, you still have to take the next step of blending it with the butter and the oil. So if you're looking for like a ready-to-go bulletproof coffee, you're not going to find it unless you go to a very progressive, probably West Coast coffee shop that might happen to make it. But let's break down each of the elements in bulletproof coffee and explain what they do and why they matter. So first of all, you want to start with a high-quality, low-toxin coffee. Here's why. Standard coffee beans, right? So whatever you normally buy at the grocery store that isn't intentionally low toxin can actually be pretty toxic. Coffee products are generally very high in what are called mycotoxins. That's M-Y-C-O toxins. And they're created by mold that naturally grows on coffee beans. And there's actually been a lot of research done on mycotoxins, and I'll link to it in the show notes page over on primalpotential.com. But mycotoxins have been linked to the development of cancers, kidney disease, even brain damage. So some really serious stuff. And again, I'm going to link to this information, but the studies show that up to 90% of standard coffee beans contain these mold toxins. And there are other toxins too, not just the mycotoxins that come from this mold, like ochratoxin A, which has the potential to really impair your immune system and your nervous system. So I'll link to some options for low toxin coffee. You know, Bulletproof isn't the only low toxin, high quality coffee out there. But the bottom line is you can take any coffee and add butter and oil, right? And you'll get the benefits of the satiety and the energy. But if you're a regular coffee drinker, and I am a regular coffee drinker, you really do want to consider upgrading your coffee choice. And it doesn't have to be bulletproof, even if you're drinking your coffee black or your coffee with cream or your coffee with sugar. You know, if you're regularly drinking coffee, you don't want to knowingly and willingly introduce these toxins to your body on a daily basis. Now, you could be thinking, I've been drinking coffee for 10, 20 years and I'm fine. Well, yeah, these challenges from toxic exposure, they don't happen overnight, right? I mean, you never know what disease is developing in your body or how it's impairing your health until there is a problem. It can take a long time for these to develop, and you might be fine. You might not ever manifest a health problem. But again, why take the risk? And we are here about optimal health and optimal fat loss, and our body fat hangs on to toxins. It really stores them and doesn't easily let them go. So we need to be limiting our known exposure to toxins. Sure, we can't eliminate everything, and who knows, you know, if there's mold under our walls or whatever, but knowingly introducing yourself to toxins on the regular is really not a good idea for anybody. So I do recommend that you choose low toxin, high quality coffee, whether you go bulletproof or not, if you are a regular coffee drinker. All right, enough about the coffee. Let's talk about the butter. For grass-fed butter, I personally use unsalted Kerrygold butter. But why in the world would you add butter to your coffee? And what is grass-fed butter? You know, a lot of people, when I tell them that I put butter in my coffee, they look at me like I'm crazy and they imagine me drinking this huge cup of fat. And that's really not what it is. But, you know, butter is actually good for you. And I should be more specific. Good butter is good for you. Bad butter is bad for you. Butter, especially high quality butter, is very, very high in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Antioxidants help protect your cells. And butter provides a lot of very healthy fats, and it makes your coffee really rich and creamy. It doesn't make it greasy and buttery. Now, if you drop butter in your coffee and you just stir it with a fork until it melts, well, it's going to separate, right? It's going to sit on the top, and when you take a sip, you're going to be like, oh my God, that was straight butter, and you might like that. But that's not how you make bulletproof coffee. You blend it, right? So butter also has a specific ingredient that has very remarkable health benefits, and that is butyrate. Okay, butyrate is a short chain fatty acid. So that's just describing the type of fat that it is. It's got a short chain, and it is a very powerful anti-inflammatory, and it has remarkable cellular protective benefits. And when people talk about cell health, you know, I used to be in the supplement industry, and you can't make disease claims for your products. And so we would use the term cell health all the time when we would refer to something that had anti-cancer benefits, right? Because disease begins on the cellular level. And one of the most common diseases that results from cell health gone wrong is cancer. Butyrate has very impressive cellular protective benefits, especially on cells within breast tissue. So that's pretty cool. And I do not shy away from butter, but I do pick high quality butter. Grass-fed matters. Why does it matter? Because butter that comes from cows that were fed grain, which is the alternative to being grass-fed, are very, very high in pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. You may have heard of omega-3s before. We need a balance of omega-6 and omega-3s in our body. We need to have far more omega-3s than omega-6s. Omega-6s tend to be pro-inflammatory, so they initiate inflammation in the body. No bueno. No bueno at all. Butter from grass-fed cows, right, which is why I choose Kerrygold as the brand that I buy at my grocery store, but there are other options out there. Butter from grass-fed cows is going to be very high in anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. So we need more omega-3s in our diet, and we are not getting them when we choose butter from grain-fed cows. In fact, we're kind of getting the bad version. We're getting the omega-6s, the ones that trigger inflammation. So that's why we choose grass-fed butter, and that's why butter in general is important. All right, so then there is the third ingredient. We talked about the coffee. We talked about the grass-fed butter. The third thing is either coconut oil or MCT oil, and I want to establish the difference. This step is specifically adding the benefits of MCTs or medium chain triglycerides. I just explained that butyrate from the butter is a short chain fatty acid. MCTs are medium chain. Now, the reason that you can use coconut oil or MCT oil is because the fat in coconut oil, which I mean, coconut oil is almost essentially all fat, is 60% MCTs. 60% of the fat in coconut oil comes from these medium chain triglycerides. So a lot of people will use coconut oil because you can get your hands on it at any grocery store. The alternative is buying pure MCT oil. That means it's 100% MCTs as opposed to coconut oil, which is 60%, which is still great and it's easy to get. I personally buy pure MCT oil, and I buy it on Amazon. I'll link to it in the show notes page at primalpotential.com. It lasts forever. I only use a little bit in my coffee, but the reason for me personally that I use MCT oil as opposed to coconut oil is because I use the MCT oil for other things. It's not just for my coffee, because otherwise it'd just be easier to put in some coconut oil and primarily get the same benefits. But I use MCT oil also for things like salad dressing. As a healthy fat to make my own salad dressing. So that's why I do that. Let's explain though what's important about MCTs or these medium chain triglycerides and why we want to introduce them into our diet at all, or especially in our coffee at the start of the day. So we classify dietary fats by the length of their chain. So like carbohydrates and proteins, fats are chains of their building blocks, and their building blocks are fatty acids. We characterize fats as either short chain, medium chain, or long chain. And I explained that butyrate is a short chain. 95%, or really even more than that probably, of the fats within the food we eat are long chain. Okay, so 95% or more of the fats in the food that we eat are long chain fatty acids. And these long chains require an intricate digestive process that's pretty complex so that they can be digested and absorbed. Medium chain fatty acids, we'll refer to them as MCTs, are metabolized very differently. So those long chain ones have this intricate digestive process, and that's about 95% of the fats in the food that we eat. But MCTs are metabolized very differently. They have shorter chains, obviously. It's pretty self-explanatory from the way that they're named. And because they have shorter chains, they are more soluble in water, right? And there's a lot of water in our body, which allows them to be metabolized much more easily. here's where the big benefit is. MCTs, these medium chain fatty acids, medium chain triglycerides, same, they bypass the long digestive process that the longer chains have to endure. Get this, MCTs are absorbed rapidly into the bloodstream, kind of like how carbohydrates are. When you consume these MCTs, you get this rapid energy boost, right? Because fat is such a long burning fuel compared to carbohydrates, you don't get the energy crash that follows carbohydrate consumption, and you don't get the rise in blood sugar or insulin either. So MCTs will give you this instant fuel the way that carbohydrates do, but without the energy crash that comes from the blood sugar spike and the insulin response, right? Which is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And the way that carbohydrates kind of increase the chance that we're going to be storing energy as fat, you don't have that with MCTs. MCTs can also improve your metabolism of sugar. So when we consume these MCTs, they're sent directly to the liver. Remember that they bypass that traditional digestive process that the long chain fats have to go through. And in the liver, they are immediately processed for fuel. So when we eat them, our metabolic rate increases, our energy increases, and we're getting much more mileage or lasting energy from this fuel source than we would from anything else. And best of all, maybe, because they avoid the long digestive process of the long chain fatty acids and they're immediately used for fuel, they're very, very unlikely to ever be stored as fat. So as long as you don't consume MCTs with like a high carb meal, then, I mean, you're not likely to store them as fat regardless of what else is going on in your body. So it's best to consume these MCTs with other fats, with proteins, or with non-starchy vegetables. So in the case of bulletproof coffee, it really is a perfect combination. So you've got all your ingredients. You've got your high-quality, low-toxin coffee. You've got your grass-fed butter. You've got your either coconut oil or MCT oil. And guys, coconut oil is fine. There's nothing magical about pure MCTs. You blend it. So here's the thing, start small. You can see all sorts of recipes online for like 2 tablespoons of butter and 2 tablespoons of oil and 8 ounces of coffee. But listen, if you're just starting out, don't go overboard. Start with like a teaspoon of each and blend it up and see how you feel. Monitor your response. How does it handle your hunger? How does it handle your cravings? What's your energy like, right? Don't go all crazy and think more is more and go like 50-50 on coffee and fat. Don't do that. Build up to it. What I do personally and what I enjoy is I do about 1 tablespoon of each. So I will do about a 12-ounce cup of coffee and I will blend it with 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 tablespoon of MCT oil. All right, that's what works for me, but I've also been drinking it for a long time and that holds me over for several hours, like I said. But you gotta find what's right for you and start slow. Start slow. And like I said earlier, don't stir it. You've gotta blend it. If you stir it, then the fat and oil is just going to sit on top. And when you take a sip, your lips are going to be like crazy greasy and you're going to be thinking this is disgusting. You've absolutely, absolutely got to blend it. You don't have to put it in a blender. You can use an immersion blender, which is what I do because I don't want to have to wash the blender because, I don't know, I just don't like doing dishes. So that's why I drink Bulletproof Coffee. That's what Bulletproof Coffee is. I will have all of this information over on the show notes page on primalpotential.com. You can just search Bulletproof or Bulletproof Coffee and this show notes page will pop right up and it'll give you all the information on how you can order low toxin, high quality coffee and different options for that, as well as why it's important. Lots of information on butter and the health benefits of butter and where you can find grass-fed butter, and then information on what MCTs are and where I personally buy my MCT oil. But remember, you can just grab coconut oil from the grocery store and that will be fine too. So I drink Bulletproof Coffee because it keeps me in fat burning mode in that peak time in the morning when I'm primed for it. It satisfies my hunger, sends my energy through the roof, and most importantly, because I like it. If you're not a coffee drinker, don't be thinking, oh gosh, now I need to drink coffee with fat in it. Like, no, if you don't like coffee, there's plenty of other options. Don't do this. But if you're a coffee drinker and you want to give it a try, I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to know how it makes you feel. I've recommended this to a ton of my friends and clients, and they're all like, oh, it's magic. It's a miracle. There is nothing magic about bulletproof coffee, but it does do a lot for your energy levels, and it will keep you satisfied for quite a long time. So glad for the question. Thank you so much for sending it in. If you've got additional questions, let me know. Leave a comment on primalpotential.com or on the Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page, or shoot me an email. Let me know. Maybe we'll feature your question on an upcoming episode. And guys, if you're finding this podcast to be helpful, entertaining, informative, and don't judge me by the weird Launchpad McQuack story, I'm strange, go ahead and head over to iTunes. I would love it if you would take just 30 seconds and leave a rating and a review of the show. What that does is it tells iTunes that people find this information on the show valuable, and so iTunes will display my podcast to more users so that we can help other people overcome their challenges and reach their fat loss goals. So this was fun. I'm glad I finally got to talk about bulletproof coffee because I love it so much. Until next time, stay healthy.